He ain't my king.
He was crowned today at the Scam Forum. You show him the
crown. I will. I'll probably end up crowning him. Let's see.
So here we have, it's 10:30, half an hour till lights out time. We already have Gideon and Toma here, and numerous other folks, look like three or four or five others, including Dan Hopkins.
Yeah, we have Happy. Happy's here. Happy, I said a few words.
And Happy is here, of course. Who sounds more incoherent than he is.
Right on.
And
thousands of people. Yes, yeah, so this vigil, how many days is it now?
Well, today is the 21st, I would say it's 174th
day. 174th
day?
It's still going strong.
Yes.
And with no end in sight.
So, also I had the word from Berkeley. I was up there yesterday and I picked up the latest street sheet. I can show it to you if you want. In which lawyer Larry Hildes, who we've had some strong words in the past, has agreed to return to the case. He feels the issues are more important than the personality. And I commended him on this decision. I said the issues are important, and I'm glad you're interested in returning to the case. That's good.
Well, it's my understanding he never actually left the case. He probably had been disbarred before he left the case because in the last court appearance he was just appointed as several people's attorney. He's not my attorney, but he went through an elaborate process of being appointed these people's attorney, and he gets in an altercation with somebody that's not even a client of his, who's represented by somebody else.
Notorious PR,
yeah, and has a few words with him, and he says he's going to quit. Well, the court will not let him do that. I mean, as far as I know, they won't let him quit. That's not grounds to quit on. So he's always been the attorney of record, and
that's Lyrical Larry,
the lawyer.
The lawyer we saw yesterday in Berkeley, but actually did an interview. I think his interview is earlier on this tape. Any other reports on the scene here in Santa Cruz that you've noticed on your return?
No, not really. Food Not Bombs is still going strong. We just got through doing a Food Not Bombs deal.
You heard about Feed the People and Fred?
Yeah. Right when I got back, I ran into Fred. Fred's a good friend of mine.
Fred, of course, reported that Sean broke down his door, kidney punched him, and generally assaulted him in the house where Fred was paying rent and Sean was not.
Right. This is Sean Alemi, which it puts no bad vibes on Feed the People, because Feed the People is run by John Earth, and Sean has nothing to do with it. But Sean Alemi is continuing getting worse and worse and being more violent and more violent, and he's out of control. And so,
well, some have said your temper is occasionally out of control, Mr.
Hey, you fuck those people.
Yeah. Well, that's been the comment that, in fact...
Yeah, well, you know, they might be right. Yeah. They might be right, but...
What are you doing to deal with your temper?
Nothing. I like my temper.
I see.
My temper's fun.
Have you been contacting the police officer since you've returned to our fair city?
Yeah, I was at the action the other day on Monday at 120 Campbell Street, and I had occasion to speak a few words with several of Santa Cruz's finest Sergeant Crane. I had a conversation with Sergeant Crane where I told him he's not only a pig, he's a big fat pig. And
did you see my t-shirt, by the way?
Uh-uh.
I'm wearing a red, sort of, what do you call it, an info shop t-shirt.
Talking to Dan Hopkins, says the rumor that it goes that Chip of PSI, the Metro Security, who talked to me last week and wanted to do an expose on an order, he actually got a written order that homeless people were to be treated more harshly at the Metro, has now been forced to resign. You heard this sort of a secret meeting was held here?
Well, I heard that through a source that he was going to be asked to resign, or was asked to resign, because he would not crack down on the homeless in the Metro area there. Then a couple of days later, after I heard that, I seen that they had a closed session up here in the council meeting of the transit system itself, and it was definitely closed. There was a lot of people there. I don't know what happened inside, of course, because it was closed, but there's a lot of stuff going on, and that happens to be one of them, but I'm sure it's probably a true rumor.
We heard another rumor
You're an undisclosed source about the true employers of the host. Some are saying that this is First Alarm Security. I'm not saying who. Mm-hmm. There is this rumor floating around.
I heard that rumor.
You heard that rumor?
Yeah, I heard that.
Probably heard from the same source I did, but let's not discuss.
I heard it from a very reliable source.
Very reliable, though confidential source.
It should be noted that the head of the Metro board is none other than Mayor Michael Rodkin himself, and the possibility of a member of the Metro hired police, the PSI, Pacific Security Investigations, being fired for refusing to engage in a crackdown on the homeless is a very serious charge. I really hope that if anybody has any information about this, they'll give me a call at 423-4833. I'd like to investigate it more deeply. PSI gained the contract for patrolling the Metro successfully in 1994, actually retained the contract that was being threatened with a kind of takeover by First Alarm Security. First Alarm has a notorious reputation throughout the county, and indeed candidate Kristen Anderson, running for city council on a pro-poor platform, attacked First Alarm Security with specific allegations and specific charges at the Board of Supervisors about a week and a half ago, urging that the Board of Supervisors not grant First Alarm Security a contract. You are listening to 96.3 FM, in case I've forgotten to tell you, Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides. Usually 2 hours, today probably about an hour and a half, of civil rights and human rights for the poor, of the poor, and by the poor in Santa Cruz. We will take any kind of comments from you, and we will relay them in our next show. If you're interested, just give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-4833.
You can't build a bomb after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All that you see are uranium mines, breeder reactors and piles of weapons-grade plutonium. Don't build the bomb, Argentina. If you build it, you might explode it. If you show ill will, you know Brazil will. But you are waiting, proliferating.
And as for nuclear in the USA, we're just putting it back on its feet. A supplier on whom the whole world can rely. Proliferation requires a solution that's simple and clean, as tough on ourselves as on you. Let us show you just what we mean.
Don't steal the bomb, North Dakota, to use against South Dakota, or Minnesota, or Manitoba. Just let it lie low inside its silo.
We belong to a mutual annihilation society. We belong to a mutual annihilation society.
You are building weapons by the score.
There's room for many, many more.
And now from Salter you have swerved.
And now your warhead's been red burned. With Emmett's missiles yet attacked.
But we could always call them back.
He has the means to blow us into smithereens. Danny and me, here's a list that describes how I'm annihilate this society. Cunningly, it's a list of the usual strategic target variety.
The White House can't be on the list. He smashes big atomic fish, but not my special summer datcha.
If you go there, then we got you.
Not the Reagan Ranch, I trust.
It will be atmospheric dust.
He has the means to mold me into smithereens.
Cunningly, what we need is a mutual faith reduction of armaments. Cunningly, that could lead to a beautiful total global disarmament.
We need a formula that's fair.
We'll cut back weapons everywhere.
I'll cut back one, you cut back two.
Please, after you.
No, after you.
And they're exactly as I like.
I think he's planning a first strike.
I have the means to blow him into smithereens.
now back to conversation at the City Hall sleepout, where you can sometimes learn the most interesting things late at night, chattering and chatting with the main scoundrels and the major suspects in that vigil.
I want to thank you, Dan Hopkins, for your latest update on what's going on here. How is the protest coming?
Protest going right along. We get more and more people here, actually, you know, to stay here all day and all night lately. So
all night? You sleep here? You sleep night?
All sleeping here.
Sure. Isn't that illegal?
It is illegal. One act of sleeping for by a named defendant, of which Gideon is.
Mm.
Yes. He's named in the injunction.
No.
Michael Cessna, you bet. Named in the injunction.
Stephen Cessna.
There's a court date for Sandra Roth and Patrick Wayne. But the rumor is it's all going to be continued.
Am I supposed to go too?
Pat Ring has Linda Harvey representing on the case of what, contempt of court? Or?
Yeah, lots of contempt of court.
Oh, that many multi-famed contempt of court.
Yeah, lots of stuff. Lots of juicy stuff. Well, my understanding is we have a continuance, so I'm going to go anyway.
At 10.
But my understanding is it's been continued, so there's no reason to
pass along.
And in fact, the Pat Ring contempt cases, which had to do with Pat's saying fuck you to Mayor Rotkin at City Hall after Rotkin had intervened to defend a trollbuster who was attacking, verbally attacking the protesters, is a charge for contempt of court after when he was assaulted by Bailiff Faber at the courthouse. Faber is notorious for this. All those charges have been postponed until, I believe, September 27th in Department 1, probably at 8:15 for arraignment. There is, of course, going to be a very large docket on Friday, the 30th of August. That's coming right up this week. For many, many infraction tickets, any sleeping tickets, some misdemeanor sleeping tickets, some misdemeanor injunction tickets, all of these having to do with sleeping and protest at City Hall. And that would be, most interesting of all, an argument by Kate Wells and Attorney Ed Chun around the constitutionality of the city's sleeping ban. That's called a demurrer. The defendants are arguing a demurrer that the law itself is so unconstitutional that they shouldn't even have to plead the charges. Again, that'll be at probably 9 o'clock on August 30th, Friday, in Department 1, Kangaroo Kelly's court. And for those who want to support Michael Cessna Gideon, his latest ticket for which he was arrested and held in jail a number of hours, for sleeping for a second time within 48 hours outside City Hall. The arraignment date for that is, I believe, September 7th. Again, give a call to 423-HUFF to get more information on this and to get specifics. We return now to the City Hall sleepers and their snoring comments.
Whenever somebody tells you this continued, go anyway. Because I found 9 cases where they said it was supposed to be continued.
I remember you,
and it was not continued, and the person could have gotten arrested.
Yeah, you stay up and help them out, I remember. But Dan, you went to the SCAN forum tonight. What did you think of the proceedings?
I didn't like what I heard from Mayor Rotkin and Cynthia Matthews and some of the supporters that they had, because they came on a real shaky platform. You know, they didn't really touch the issues very much, and what little bit they did say was, pretty much deceiving the public in general. And they had no real weight to them, no real substance to their platform. So I don't think that they really need to be in office at all, because they're not really doing anything that's any good. They're hiding everything that they're doing. Yeah, it's very bad, you know. And but the new people that are going in, like David Silva, Kristen Anderson, Eleanor Eisenberg, and Mike Hernandez, those people, those are the people that need to be in the in the city council. The rest of them, they need to be out of there. I wish they would all be out of there and just leave C.S. Scott and Catherine Byers and put all those other 4 people in there. And I don't know who would be the 7th person, but
Mary Beth Campbell. She's already on. So Scott Kennedy, he's not running out.
Yeah, how much more time does he have?
He's got 2 more years.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh yes, I'm that great defender.
I will
defend you from nuclear
I will
missiles and ships as bargaining chips and weapons that high in the shelf. You should both be ashamed of yourselves.
A freeze, if you please, would put us at ease.
A freeze would appease and drive us to our knees.
I'm the great defender.
Hello, hello.
Put all your weapons in space.
Hello, hello.
If we have a breakthrough, I will share it with you.
Comrade Reagan, if that should be true, then the Russians will all vote for you.
I'm talking to
animal,
of course. An animal, you're at liberty at the moment. We're in Lucky's, but you say you spent some time in jail for camping.
11 months.
11 months. When did this happen?
I just got out 2 weeks ago.
And how many camping tickets are we talking about here for 11 months?
27 camping tickets.
And how long you been in the area yourself?
27 years.
So those, how long did it take you to acquire those tickets? Like over what period of time did you?
1966 to 1988.
And did this all kind of catch up on you at once? How did that happen?
It came up real quick.
So were you arrested for something else, and then they got kind of it got trailed, or did you get? Was it camping tickets?
It was camping tickets.
Any other people in jail when you were there for that length of time? It sounds like you almost got the world's record on camping tickets.
Oh, I got a lot of camping tickets.
You did.
You know, I'm not afraid to admit what I did.
Right.
You know, I am true blue and fucking tattooed.
So what about now? Now you're out. Are you still sleeping outside?
Of course I'm still sleeping outside.
Have you gotten any new camping tickets?
Of course.
How many?
I got three.
Three? And are you sleeping in different places or pretty much in the same spot?
Same spot.
This guy has been in jail, he says, for 11 months for camping tickets, 27 camping tickets. Becky Animal.
Hello, Animal. Nice to meet you.
I've met you before.
Yeah, I think we've crossed paths. 11 months.
Wow.
Like sleeping and living?
Well, that's what they put me in jail for.
I didn't know that was a crime.
there is a crime. It's a crime to sleep outside. You know what? Hey, you know what?
I think it's a crime that it's a crime.
I can tell stories about, you know, but it's no story. It's real. It's real.
It's right in half our little town here.
Well, when I was in Boulder Creek, I went to jail for fucking 37 months
for
camping.
Camping.
Do you know anything about the troll busting you've been hearing about?
Yes.
What's been going on? You know.
Do you guys should talk about this on this?
No, yeah, we need. Oh, he says no.
And Animal didn't want to be quoted on tape as to the troll busting situation, but this spring, of course, there were guys on the levee walking around with baseball bats attacking homeless people, confirmed by, so, conservative a source as Karen Gillette of the Homeless Community Resource Center. This tape of Animal, the interview you just heard, was made back in May. I'm kind of dipping into the history here in order to give you some interesting stuff. And again, we go back to May and June to join a memorial to the City Hall Sleepers protest where there was a speak out at the town clock.
A memorial on the City Hall Sleepers protest. A man is speaking with me right here at home here. It's 7:05.
Many people people are one paycheck away from being on the street. And all it takes is, like my case, I had an accident, couldn't work. I slipped through the little system of insurance, and you know, because my lawyer got screwed by their lawyer, so I didn't get covered. But if people, the general people, the regular citizens that I talk to, once they're aware of what's going on, there's a lot of compassion out there.
That's right.
And if there was a way that we could all get together and tap some of that compassion, the city council, those criminals that run this city, that paint themselves as being progressive, they really aren't. You know, they're just maintaining the status quo.
That's right.
And they'll do whatever they can do to maintain. They'll lie. You know, like that stuff at Christmas about getting us that campground. He promised us we had a place to stay till January 1st. That wasn't no Christmas gift, man. They owed us that. But anyway, the point I want to make is, if there was a way that we could have, like, Santa Cruz, we're good about having, like, days appropriated for different causes. If we had, like, Homeless Awareness Week, or Homeless Awareness Day in Santa Cruz, it would be like Earth Day or something, which we could use that day and that publicity to increase awareness of the general public to what's going on. I mean, I'm a human being. I was born on this planet. I consider myself a citizen of the Earth.
That's right.
Now tell me I can't go to sleep, man. You know, I mean, it ain't my choice that I have to have sleep. It's a biological need. And I'm not in a position to pay someone who owns property a whole lot of money every month so I can have an address to put down to give to these people to run things. I mean, that's just not my reality, whether I want it to be or not. It's not. That's the facts. And if we could get some public awareness through whatever means, we get a lot of support. It translates into votes and public opinion, and that's really the only way you can move those people. You know, unless it was some kind of civil disobedience, which of course would be illegal for me to incite.
So, thanks, y'all.
All right. I'd like to add one thing. I'd like to add one more thing. For the people here that don't know what this is all about, I'd like to explain that the sleeping ban says you cannot sleep if you're a homeless person between the hours of 11 and 8:30 in the morning. It says you cannot put bedding around you like a sleeping bag or a blanket. But also, if you set up a tent, that's setting up a campsite. So they got you covered every which way. And if you do that in broad daylight, if you lay a blanket down on a lawn in a park, they can come up and tell you that that's illegal. So that means that you can't sleep in the daytime either. A guy was just telling me that he got stopped because he laid his blanket out and he wasn't going to sleep. He was just going to enjoy the sun in a park. And they told him that that was illegal and he had to lift up his blanket. So that's what this protesting is all about. And that's why we're here. We're trying to strike down the sleeping ban. We want at least the sleeping part and the bedding part taken out of the sleeping ban. At least homeless people will be able to keep warm. During this protest of 105 days, the police have taken our blankets and our sleeping bags in 35 degree weather and left us with just only thin clothes on, and that's it for the rest of the night, no matter what time they came. If it was 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, they took all our stuff, and they have continued to take our stuff except for a two-week period. And then all of a sudden they resumed taking the blankets and the sleeping bags again. And finally yesterday we got a little win. A judge said that they cannot take our sleeping bags and our blankets without giving us a receipt, and that it's a misdemeanor arrest. So we kind of got a little win here, you know. And I think the judges are starting to come on our side to realize how cruel this police department is and how cruel this law is. And anyway, that's all I have to say. And I'd like to turn over to Robert here.
All right, man.
Hey.
Everything that they took from us, let's get it back right here, right now.
Right.
Get back to smoke. Oh, yeah!
Well, how do we get back these rights? That's the real question.
We unite together. We march.
That's the answer.
We get other people to join in with us. Pretty soon the chain will grow because we are all the web. We're all connected.
That's the answer. That's the answer.
We empower people. And unite the best of all. There's so many of us out there. We got to find each other by finding it within ourselves to want that freedom and to be able to walk America and be America the free. And that's in this illusion of, oh, you know, you got freedom of speech, freedom of this. Bullshit!
They can't arrest us all. That's right. But they have arrested some of us. And the way to fight back is to support those of us who have been arrested. Now, we've all gotten this flyer, many of you. It comes out every few days when we can turn it out. It's about the City Hall sleepers protest. And I'm sure everybody here knows about it, knows about Dan and Pat. What the hell is it? Sean. Folks have been at this protest for 5 days now?
Yeah.
There are 3 people who face misdemeanors for being at this protest. There are dozens more who face sleeping tickets. There are at least 41 people who have gotten sleeping tickets in this protest. But the protest hasn't stopped. Now, Mayor Watkins says in the paper that you people are fading away. You don't look like you're fading away to me.
No way, we don't fade away.
They have to haul us away. Are they going to haul me away?
They're going to haul me away. I'm in there with you, brother.
Thank you. They're going to haul me away on Monday when I go to the jail for serving free food. That's going to happen. And people who are interested in coming to that event, such as it is, want to go up to San Francisco, should show up at City Hall by 1:30 on Monday. We're going up to San Francisco. We're going to rally in front of the Hall of Justice. We're going to say it's time for some justice.
Yay!
In the Hall of Justice, as you know, the only justice is in the halls. That's what we used to say. So that's a personal pitch. But there's a lot more here than that. What we're really talking about is not just me, but we're talking about dozens of people who are facing jail and hundreds more who are facing harassment by police, harassment by troll busters, who are facing discrimination in businesses, who are facing discrimination in employment, who are facing the obscene situation where if they go to sleep at night, as you've been told, they face arrest, harassment, ticketing, or at least fear that these things are going to happen because the city has an official policy of arresting people, or ticketing people, or harassing people who are sleeping. And that's what, of course, the vigil is all about. No arrests for sleeping. That's what the primary point is. And also, of course, some of us are looking for campground. And some of us are looking for, even more than that, the right to exist, period, without being hassled by the police. The right to be able to show our wares on the main street if we're jewelers. Or if we make, to sit on the sidewalk if we're tired. We're looking for the right to ask for spare change if that's the situation we're in, without being harassed. Peacefully ask for spare change. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not harassing someone if you're being peaceful about it. There's no reason that should be against the law. And the demonstrators are asking for the right to be able to bring these issues to the city council without being taken to jail. That's what's happening to them. They are facing jail. That man over there, that silly-looking guy with the hair over there, that's Pat. He's going to go to jail. Maybe. He's been charged with contempt of court. That's a 6-month jail sentence, potentially. And the reason for that is, was he caught, you know, let's say, burning down a building?
No,
perhaps he should have been.
No.
Depends on the building. I'm not proposing that. You know, was he caught raping someone?
No.
I don't think so. Any complaints? Has he been raping people? Anybody know about that? I don't think so.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, now maybe you should file a complaint. He wasn't charged with rape, murder, or assault. He wasn't charged with theft. He was charged with putting up a 14-inch sign on a pole. He faces 6 months in jail for a 14-inch sign.
14 inches?
On a pole. Now, I've heard of 14-inch poles, and that's another matter. But 14-inch signs on a pole make no sense at all as far as an arresting matter. But that is the state to which the mayor has taken us. Mayor Rotkin and his city council. Now, Sean Alimi here is also facing jail for sleeping. He hasn't been arrested under the injunction yet, but he's doing his best. He faces jail for sleeping. Sleeping more than twice in 48 hours is punishable by jail up to 6 months. That's the law in Santa Cruz, Mike Rotkin's law. He voted for it in 1979. He doesn't want to change it. He thinks it's a good law. We know what we think of that. So, what can we do to fight this?
Let's march!
We should march! I'm going to suggest we march to different places where we can have some impact. We can talk about matters. We can perhaps do a little... Emma got any chalk? We were chalking on the sidewalk yesterday. She's got some chalk. We want to bring the issue to the public. Friday night, it's actually Thursday night, but still Thursday night is... There's more people downtown than there used to be. And if these issues get out to the public, people don't want to see you go to jail for sleeping. That's a lie.
That's right.
The mayor doesn't have to do that. The city council doesn't have to do that. At core, people want to see you treated right. But they're told a lot of horse shit about what's going on. What we're going to try to do is change that. So, there are flyers if you want information. You've seen those.
Real simple for the public.
We march, maybe we can say, we don't want to get too deep, we just want to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Or some variation. Yeah, the point is to have Dan was saying, and Richard too, a clear message to the public. And that could be something like, 1, 2, 3, 4, don't arrest us anymore. 5, 6, 7, 8, let us sleep. Ain't that great? I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I'm making it up as I go.
We can make them up as we go.
We can make it up. And so, let's pick up a chant.
Sleep early or late.
Right. And we can do that. We can put that message out. And the idea here also is to let people know that other things are happening. We're going to be giving out flyers on the march. I'm going to be encouraging us to stop at certain places on the mall. And I usually do this in these kinds of marches. I tell people about certain stores that are particularly nasty to homeless people, certain newspapers that are particularly abusive. And this is in no way, and I want to say this clearly, inclined to encourage people to damage property or do anything like that. It's to educate people walking by about what's going on downtown. And it's to let the merchants know that we're a peaceful group of people, but we're also upset and angry and we're having our basic rights violated, and that is something that they should be very uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
Because we're uncomfortable with it. Yeah, the society should be uncomfortable with it.
Which is and a sleeping bed.
To get rid of it. Sleep is not a crime. I just want to say one thing briefly. I have to say it because my heart's angry right now. I can't stand that I live in a country that can go to Vietnam and kill people, and that's legal. Can go to Panama and off people, that's legal. Can put people in jail for sleeping, that's legal. Can build an atomic nuclear bomb and drop them, that's legal. Can teach people to rape people in third world and death squads, that's legal. But you can't sleep, you can't protest, you can't eat, you can't be human, you can't be free.
Right on, buddy.
It just makes me angry inside. Makes me angry. First he was a communist, then he was a robbery. He fought for the rights of poor people and working people throughout his life. And he lived in the St. George Hotel until he died. What?
You mean like Rotkin?
Did Rotkin live in the St. George?
No. You mean he was a real communist?
He was a real communist. He wasn't a sofa bed socialist like Mayor Mike Rotkin. That's correct. He didn't arrest people for sleeping.
Tell them about new community.
Well, now, Neil Coonerty is another situation. Neil Coonerty owns the bookshop Santa Cruz,
what
right here.
Coonerty draft just a little while ago.
Neil Coonerty, 2 years ago, along with the rest of the city council, drafted the downtown ordinances.
And what are those about?
Downtown ordinances make it illegal for you to sit down 10 feet from any store on the mall.
You can't sit down in Santa Cruz. I can't believe it. In America?
That's true, Jim. That's true. You can't sit. If you sit down 10 feet from a store in Santa Cruz, thanks to Neil Coonerty, who was mayor in 93, council member in 94, who was the main person pushing these laws on the city council, you can get a ticket for $162, do it twice, you go to jail for up to 6 months.
I wish I'll sit down in a doorway and do a chant.
That's a possibility. If people want to do that, we can. There is, of course, a consideration you may be accused of blocking the sidewalk. But to do this, is considered to be illegal.
Hey, this is big on this bus stop.
You violent criminal.
You're violating the law, folks.
Now, isn't this a bad thing to do? I should also know.
People on death row, there's 10 million people without homes, there's tens of millions of people that don't even have medical insurance in this country, right? The wealthiest country on the planet, right? Homeless population's growing, the border between Mexico and the United States is getting bigger, now at Ward Valley they went dump toxic waste on a water basin that feeds millions of people. This is a violent, foul, and nasty country when you get down to it. Why is it in your cities and barrios? Hundreds of women get raped every day, if not thousands. Hundreds of children get molested every day in this country. That's vile.
Why
and it's
we
foul.
Why do we trust our government, not ourselves? Why do we trust our
government? Have faith in the spirit, people!
Why do we trust our government and not ourselves?
Because we need to unite. We need to know that they can't stop us.
That's right.
A couple more things, folks, about our local town. What Jim is talking about is, of course, the nation. What you're talking about is the world. But what I'm talking about right now is Santa Cruz. It's illegal, for example, for people to sit in front of that store on that stone obelisk. And you notice how they put up these green sit barriers that stop you from sitting down. Sit barriers. They're to stop you from committing the crime of sitting, right? That's the idea. There used to be planters up and down this mall. Now you have a couple planters like this one here, but they mostly have destroyed them. They've straightened them all, and the idea is to turn this whole town into a Carmel North. That's the point. That's why they want to keep the sleeping ban law going. That's why they want to make it illegal for people like yourselves to be in public places.
And why is it that Dan Hopkins or Patrick or other people at the vigil have a sign like this and it gets stolen, but the ID building and Bookshop Santa Cruz and any other capitalist on the store could have big, huge banners. But if we would have a little sign that says sleeping shouldn't be illegal, that's a no-no. What?
Protesting should be illegal. That's because your constitutional right. That is freedom of speech, and that is your right. They can't take it away from you. And your forefathers had established it. This country's forefathers.
My forefathers.
The country's forefathers. Freedom of expression.
So what's happening here is all of us are getting together and letting the public see what they don't normally see.
That's right.
A side of the issue they're not usually aware of. Why should it be illegal for people to sleep outside if there is no legal place for people to sleep? Why is the mayor lying about it? Why is the mayor and his police force confiscating blankets?
He's a politician. It's his job to lie and deceive and distort and to keep status quo.
And why are the citizens of Santa Cruz tolerating this?
Well, we're not, but most of us are.
Why is it illegal?
Most people are.
The one point I'd like like to bring up is that these ordinances were only passed by the city council. Seven people passed an ordinance that supposedly represents all of the people in Santa Cruz, and it has not represented all the people in Santa Cruz. It represented a few businessmen and the city council itself. That's who it represented.
Right.
If they ever put this on a ballot and they found out that homeless people don't have a legal place to go anywhere, and that they're getting persecuted and put in jail for sleeping, the general public, I know, is sympathetic and compassionate and has a heart, and they would not allow that to happen to homeless people.
Right on.
You're here.
Right on.
Yes.
Who else is going to say something? Someone new, speak up.
Anybody else want to speak about this issue? Has anybody here gotten a camping ticket or a sleeping ticket? Raise your hand. You've gotten a sleeping ticket here. Right now, I'd like to point out across the street, there's the ID building. Notice it. The ID building. There are some businesses. Yes, I have. It's 2 years old. It's full eyes. The ID building and the bookshop Santa Cruz were two businesses that we... They are businesses, yeah. They are businesses that we targeted for a boycott. If you are going to spend money downtown, don't spend it at the ID building and don't spend it at the bookshop Santa Cruz. It's not that I like Crown Books. I think they suck. I think chain stores suck. But chains on the homeless are worse than chain stores. And when the man who owns this bookshop goes out of his way to make sure there's a set of laws in place that makes it illegal to be poor in public, the liberals who support this store have to know it and stop patronizing it. That's what they have to do.
And tell Neil Coonerty that he won't get a buck until he takes back the law.
Neil Coonerty is not only... Neil Coonerty is not only against the right for people to assemble in public spaces if they're poor, be able to sit down on the sidewalk, to be able to sleep at night in Santa Cruz. Neil Coonerty is also in favor of arresting people for feeding other people.
That's right.
He sent a letter to my judge. He sent a letter to my judge, an illegal letter that the judge should not have read because he hadn't gone to any of the other attorneys, that said, put this man in jail. I don't like what he does in front of my bookshop. Well, I don't like what Coonerty does inside his bookshop, but I don't suggest he go to jail. Nobody should go to jail for expressing their political views.
He likes to throw the book at people.
He likes to throw the book at people here.
March! That's March!
So, all right.
March!
So, before you buy in any of these stores, ask them, do they support the sleeping ban? And if they do, tell them, no thanks. Don't just avoid the stores. Go in and talk to them. Tell them you're interested in their changing their opinion. And do so peacefully and persuasively. But do it. Talk to these merchants. They run the city council.
Let's march! Let's march!
Display stands.
There's an ordinance against our right to gather.
There's an ordinance against the right to sit down near a shop, to sit down within 50 feet of an ATM or a change-making machine. So, the merchants are putting in change-making machines at fences where people are sitting. They may need the change, but we'd like to get some change in the merchants. That's what I like to see.
Each one costs $10,000.
Actually, they cost $3,000
or $4,000.
If you gave us that money, we
would be on the street. And the funny is, whose resources on is it?
Oh, my
God.
I get a pigmentation.
We the people can make a difference. Unite, people. Stand up for your rights.
One of the things we got to remember in the front is we got to walk a little bit slower because the people in the back have to run to keep up with us. So we got to be sure to go down a little bit.
Now there's another thing. Cross the street. See that sign? The Mercury News and then Good Times on the second floor. Now Good Times never covers the homeless anyway, so they black you out, right? They're not interested. But the Mercury News has a columnist who hates the homeless.
Yeah.
And his name is Lee Kornstrom. Lee Kornstrom. Right. Now I suggest we go in and maybe sing a song or two under his window to let us know that he may hate us, but we don't necessarily hate him. We just want to let him know that we're still out here. We haven't gone away. What do people think about that idea?
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. I got a song. Let's go across the street. I'll show you a song.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to Lee Kornstrom and the Mercury News.
I think it's a crime that we're spending my hard-earned tax money on somebody distributing bagels to somebody else. I think it's a real crime that we give three meals and shelter that's paid for out of my hard-earned money and my pocket for something as simple as human rights and a human resource that should be given to everyone, regardless of their age, race, color, creed, anywhere.
Here's a word about this newspaper, the Mercury News, and about the newspapers downtown. You can impact these guys if you write them enough. I don't know how many people here like to write letters.
Yeah.
If you like to write letters particularly to the Santa Cruz Journal. They call themselves the Sentinel, right?
I got some letters right there.
Right. Good one. And you should also write to the Good Times. You should write to the Metro of Santa Cruz. Write to them about what the real issues are, because they don't put those issues in the news columns or in the editorial columns of their paper. That just doesn't happen. Instead, you get hate columns. Hate columns by Lee Kornstrom. You get hate actions by the merchants downtown, like moving the farmers market. That's the latest hate action. Now, why do I call it a hate action? Because they want to move it because of you. They don't want to move it because the vegetables are rotten. They want to move it because, unfortunately, something is rotten inside the consciences of some of these people. That's the problem. Some of the businesses here have become persuaded that people, human beings, should not be allowed to be in public spaces, should not be allowed to sit down, should not be allowed to engage in ordinary human commerce, the kind of things poor people do, like sleep at night. Officer Black here will cheerfully arrest you if you sleep at night. He's here to tell you that. That's Ed?
I'll cheerfully do just about most anything.
Would you like to go in there and tell Lee Kornstrom to come down and talk to us?
Hey, Lee.
I guess not anything. Yes.
Get a real job, hippie.
These people who write papers respond to pressure, the pressure of public opinion. They respond to being embarrassed in public as do politicians. And the police respond to surveillance. If they're hassling someone on the street, you have to watch.
And that was a demonstration last May or June. You've been listening to Baffled Spears Broadsides. This is 96.3 FM, Free Radio Santa Cruz. Join me again on Friday or whenever we can get this tape played. I hope that we can be back with you on a more regular schedule. Give me a call, 423-4833, if you have anything you want to add.